KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with an early high of 38. Temperatures falling after 10 a.m. into the 20s. Winds will be southwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour with occasionally higher gusts and switching to the northwest this afternoon, giving us a wind chill later today of around 5 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Yesterday's high in Atlantic, actually our 24-hour high, by the way, was 37 degrees. And that was just before 7 a.m. There is a wind chill advisory that will be in effect from midnight tonight until noon on Tuesday. That covers a portion of our listing area, Carroll, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, and Madison counties, where wind chills can be expected to be around 25 degrees below zero overnight tonight. And that, of course, could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. So consider that if you have to be out and about later tonight. In the news, a public hearing on an amendment to the fiscal year 2022 Cass County budget will take place during Tuesday's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Following the hearing, the board will vote on adopting resolutions for the FY22 budget amendment and appropriations. The hearing begins at 9 a.m. in the supervisors' boardroom of the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. In other business, the supervisors will hear from Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin and act on approving the plans for a bridge rehabilitation project with the City of Atlantic. They'll also act on approving the end of a probationary employment status and set the pay rate for the remainder of fiscal year 2022 for an auditor's assistant who was hired in October of last year. The board will discuss and possibly consider action on a Cass County rebate program for new non-residential construction in rural Cass County. Supervisors will hear a report from County Sanitarian Jotham Arbor from Guthrie County Health Department. We'll discuss the FY2023 budget and they'll hear an update from him on environmental health. If candidates are available, the board will act on appointing members to serve on the Condemnation and Eminent Domain Committee, Cass County Zoning Commission, a Brighton Township trustee, and a Pleasant Township clerk. And as time allows, the supervisors will take into consideration and possibly act on budget matters and such requests. The search for a new superintendent of the ACGC school district has been narrowed down to three candidates. The process began in October of 2021 when current superintendent Dennis McLean submitted his resignation effective at the end of the 2022 school year. McLean has served as the shared district superintendent since July 1st, 2019. The search process to find his replacement began in December with a stakeholder survey, and it will conclude this week with a formal interview with three of the finalists, Brent Abbotts, Jeremy Christensen, and Josh Rasmussen. Rasmussen, of course, is currently the middle school principal in the Atlantic Community School District. He previously served as assistant principal in the district as well as a high school dean of students. Rasmussen holds a master's degree in K-12 administration from Iowa State University and a bachelor's degree in business education from Buena Vista University. And Brent Abbotts was previously an assistant principal, athletic director, and special education director for the AHSTW schools. He is a doctoral student in educational administration at the University of Nebraska, along with a master's degree and specialist degree in educational administration from Fort Hays State University and a master's in special education from Morningside College. The final candidate is Jeremy Christensen, who is a 5th through 12th grade principal for the Fremont Mills Community School District. He was previously an activities director and activity transportation coordinator in Fremont Mills District. Christensen holds a master's degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney and a bachelor's degree in physical education and health from Buena Vista University. The new superintendent for ACGC will begin serving both districts effective July 1st of this year. An Arnold's Park man will spend 5 years in federal prison for illegally possessing explosive devices and guns. 37-year-old Daryl Sorey pleaded guilty to one count of receipt and possession of an unregistered firearm or destructive device. Investigators say Sorey's father died in a rollover accident in Marion County in January of 2020. Officers found rifles, ammunition, and a pipe bomb and two CO2 cricket bombs inside the car. And that led to searches of three residents in Dickinson County where officers found Sorey. Narcotics, drug paraphernalia, more bombs and guns. Sorey was sentenced last week in Sioux City Federal Court. The Sioux City School Board will consider at their meeting this evening revising a policy to allow the superintendent to enact a temporary mask mandate for an individual school building. Superintendent Paul Gossman said it would update the policy that's used for other emergencies to allow him to respond to increases in COVID cases.
That policy's been in place for years and years and years to deal with inclement weather and other things. Obviously, at the time the policy was originally crafted, face masks weren't something that would naturally have been considered, but they are today.
Gosman said the pandemic has hit some school buildings in his district harder than others.
There was one building last week that we were watching really closely, not because of student numbers, but because of staff numbers, and obviously we have to have enough staff in there to serve those students.
Gosman said the policy will be flexible based on changing conditions.
We're talking about a time-limited mask mandate for a specific building, as an example. So the school board would give me the authority to say that the numbers have climbed to a certain level in this building. I'm going to put a mask mandate in place for a week. If those numbers come back down again, we'll move on afterward without that mandate still in place. Or if they just don't move at all, we may extend it for another week. And so that's how this will feel.
He says they hope to keep the buildings open that aren't being badly affected by COVID while dealing with those that are. Gosman said they will ask for parents to help by sending students to school with a good mask. The school board will consider the measure during their meeting tonight. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.